Why this works. Sauce Espagnole, a deep brown French mother sauce simmered from veal stock and dark roux, is in structural terms the darkest point on the roux. Flour cooked in fat until toasty, used to thicken sauces, spectrum. Where bechamel uses a white roux and milk, and velouté uses a blonde roux and light stock, Espagnole uses a dark roux and a concentrated brown veal stock. And each step away from white represents a different flavor profile achieved by deeper Maillard development. The dark roux is the structural foundation. At 5 to 7 minutes of cooking, the starch chains in the flour are extensively dextrinized. Fewer intact granules remain compared to lighter roux. The result is a roux with significantly lower thickening power per gram, but dramatically different flavor. Deep, nutty, toasty, with complex heterocyclic aromatics produced by the Maillard reaction in the flour-butter mixture itself. This is why Espagnole requires more roux relative to liquid than velouté does, and why the long simmering phase is necessary. The sauce must be cooked down to reach the right body. The tomato paste serves two functions. Acid from the tomatoes provides counterpoint to the richness of the stock and roux. More importantly, caramelized tomato paste, cooked to burgundy in the pan before the stock is added, contributes additional Maillard products, concentrated umami from the glutamates in the tomato solids, and a color deepening effect that would take far longer to achieve through stock reduction alone. The long, slow reduction is not primarily about thickening. The starch has already done the thickening work. The reduction is about flavor concentration. Driving off water allows the collagen from the veal stock, already partially hydrolyzed into gelatin, to coat the sauce with body, reduces the remaining volatiles to concentrate the aromatics, and gradually deepens the color toward the characteristic mahogany. Common mistakes: using lighter commercial stock. Target: collagen-rich, properly made veal stock. Roasted bones, long simmer, gelatinous when cold. Why it matters? Espagnole without proper veal stock tastes thin and one-dimensional. The gelatin gives the sauce its characteristic body, the round, full mouthfeel that distinguishes it from a simple flour-thickened sauce. What to do? Make veal stock from scratch, or buy quality demi-glace base. The stock is the sauce. Workarounds? No veal, beef bone broth, roasted bones, long simmer, approximates closely. Under darkening the roux. Target, brown roux, color and aroma of hazelnut, deep brown, strong toasted smell. Why it matters? Blonde roux produces velouté, not espagnole. Brown roux is the structural choice. Deeply roasted flour provides the dark color and nutty depth. What to do? Cook flour fat over medium heat, stirring constantly until deep brown, 10 to 15 minutes. Watch carefully. Black is burnt. Workarounds. For oven roux, bake flour alone at 200 degrees Celsius for 30 minutes, then combine with hot fat. Easier to control color. Not cooking the tomato paste. Target, tomato paste cooked in the fat until deep burgundy, about 5 minutes. Why it matters? Raw tomato paste has assertive sour notes that don't integrate. Cooking drives off acid and converts tomato sugars to caramelized compounds. What to do? Push the mirepoix, a French mix of diced onion, carrot, and celery, used as an aromatic base, aside. Add tomato paste to bare pan, cook until darkened. Then, mix. Workarounds. For more depth, add a small splash of red wine to the tomato paste. Adds aromatic complexity. Insufficient reduction. Target: 60 minutes minimum total simmer plus reduction. Should reduce by 30%. Why it matters? Pulled at 30 to 40 minutes, Espagnole is thin and raw flavored. The body required to function as a mother sauce base needs the full hour. What to do? Plan ahead. Espagnole is a slow sauce. Workarounds. For deeper flavor, make ahead. Improves overnight in the fridge. Pressing solids when straining. Target. Pour through fine sieve. Let liquid drain naturally. Don't press the solids. Why it matters. Pressing introduces cloudy starch and bitter compounds, ruining otherwise smooth sauce. The goal is the liquid only. What to do? Strain through a chinois or fine mesh. Wait for full drainage. Workarounds. For ultra-clear sauce, strain again through cheesecloth in addition. What to look for? Mirepoix stage. Deeply golden onions. Caramelized carrot. The smell should be sweet and slightly smoky. Tomato paste stage. The paste has turned from red to deep burgundy, sticking slightly to the pan bottom. A faint caramelized, roasted aroma. Dark roux. The color of hazelnut shells. Strong, nutty aroma. If it smells of burning, the roux is past its point. During reduction, the surface barely moves, occasional slow bubbles. The color deepens from reddish brown to mahogany. Skim regularly. Finished. Mahogany, glossy, coats the back of a spoon. A line drawn through it, holds for 3 to 4 seconds. Taste. Deep, savory, complex, slightly sweet, bitter, from the tomato and rue. Chefs view Espagnole as the mother sauce that reveals the most about French classical sauce structure, precisely because it is the most labor-intensive. The time required, nearly 2 hours from start to finish, is not inefficiency. It is the cost of developing flavor through Maillard reactions in the roux, through caramelization in the tomato paste and mirepoix, and through concentration reduction in the long simmer.
Each stage builds on the previous. The classical position of Espagnole in the five mother sauces is as the base for demi-glace.
A 1-to-1 combination of Espagnole and brown veal stock, reduced by half, which becomes the standard French brown sauce foundation. From demi-glace, every classical brown derivative, sauce Robert, sauce Bigarade, sauce Bordelaise, is reached by adding acids, aromatics, or enrichments to the same base. Understanding Espagnole is, in this sense, understanding the architecture of French brown sauce cooking. For home cooks, the honest assessment is that a proper Espagnole requires a proper veal stock, which requires bones and at least 4 to 6 hours of cooking. The sauce is not for weeknight cooking. It is, however, possible to make in batches and freeze successfully for up to 3 months, which changes the calculus. The investment is made once and drawn on many times. A note on history. The name Espagnole, Spanish, is puzzling, given that this is quintessentially a French classical sauce. The most credible historical explanation traces the name to the 1615 marriage of Louis XIII to the Spanish princess Anne of Austria. Spanish cooks were part of the royal retinue, and the Spanish culinary tradition at that time included a richer, darker meat preparation using tomatoes, which had arrived in Europe through Spain from the Americas in the mid-16th century. French court cooks adapted and elaborated this darker sauce style, naming it Espagnole as an attribution to its partial Spanish origin. By the time Auguste Escoffier formalized the sauce in Le Guide Culinaire, 1903, Espagnole had been transformed into a purely French preparation, classified as one of the five mother sauces alongside bechamel, velouté, hollandaise, and sauce tomate. The Spanish connection had been reduced to a historical footnote.